This holiday season promises to have a little less ka-ching at retail stores. But you know, there are other ways to stuff a stocking. You can convert one of those singing greeting cards into a music speaker. You can make headphones out of an old stuffed animal. Don't know how? Ha! Got you covered. Over the next few weeks, we'll be airing a series that we call Economical. It's a guide on how to get through the holiday season in tough economic times. And we also want to hear from you. You can tell us what you'd like to hear more about or share your gift ideas with us. Write to us, upload your own photos even, and video at our website, npr.org/gifts. Now, back to that homemade iPod speaker. Eric Wilhelm is here to walk us through the process. He's the author of Best of Instructables, Volume 1. He joins us from member station KQED in San Francisco. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Wilhelm.
Thank you for inviting me.
What's an instructable?
An instructable is a step-by-step article that is on my website, instructables.com, that shows you how something has been made. The website is like a coffee table online. Like when you make something or bake something or create something, you often want to put it on your coffee table so that people who come into your home ask you about it.
Yeah.
And so what we've done is basically just made that coffee table online so people can share the projects that they've made and how they've made them.
And where'd you get all these ideas?
They're all from the users of the site. So initially, I started by posting the things that I've made. So mm-hmm. I started with 30 projects around bicycles, breakfast, LEDs, and bookcases.
Mm-hmm.
Told all my friends about it, and they started sharing their projects. And then soon, I was getting projects from people I'd never met.
We have some of these projects that have been thoughtfully put together by a team of our producer, Susanna George, and intern Scott Pham together. They used their classy educations to make, I'm looking at, three roses made out of electrical tape.
Isn't that great?
Things that look like roses. I know they're not roses.
Duck,
they do manage to spell
roses.
Beautiful.
This is a great project where you can, if you don't want to get real flowers, you can make your own flowers. And the other thing is, it's one of these deals where it's like, if you just go and buy something for somebody, mm-hmm. you know, they'll be happy that you gave it to them. But if you make something for somebody, they're really going to appreciate it and keep it around.
I think I might even put one of these roses in my lapel.
I think it'll look beautiful.
Look, this I'm really looking forward to, the iPod speaker. Now first, we took a Hannah Montana gift card that plays music.
I got everything I always wanted.
Thank you, Miley. We'll get back to you. Now, what do you do from there?
You take the gift card and you remove the speaker from it and actually cut the speaker away, and then you connect the speaker to a headphone jack, and you do that by taking an old pair of earphones, cutting them, and then connecting the wires from that headphone to the wires of the speaker. And then you can mount the speaker in something fun like a cereal box.
Okay. Now, we've tried that. I'm going to try it right here. I'm going to connect this. We've mounted the speaker in just a mailing box we got from a PR firm. And I've plugged it into my iPhone. Everyone here will tell you I have singular tastes in music. Hey, it works, doesn't it?
There it is.
Yeah. This, of course, is the Broadway revival of Chicago. It's sort of like a walking dog. I mean, this is not a speaker that really works well. The remarkable thing is that it works at all.
The fun thing is that you made it yourself.
Well, in this case, we have high-priced interns. Let me put you on the spot. May I, Mr. Wilhelm?
Go for it.
Are your friends actually going to get some of this stuff this year?
Absolutely. One of the gifts I have given in the past is marshmallow shooters. You can make a blowgun marshmallow shooter out of PVC pipe. It works remarkably well. You actually shoot your friends with the marshmallows first, and then they insist on having one of their own.
So you have to make them ones, right, to kind of even out the odds or something.
Exactly.
Eric Wilhelm, CEO of Instructables, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Mr. Wilhelm, of course, is out in San Francisco, but if you have a question for him, he's going to be live on our website today from 1:30 to 2 o'clock Eastern Time. Just go to npr.org/gifts and you can join the conversation. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.